Kevin, let's talk about Hagley announcing the acquisition of the Frank E. Schoonover Collection. What's it all about?
Well, it was one of these fortuitous happenings that happen sometimes when you work in a library such as ours. As you might know, Hagley collects material related to the history of business and technology. So the core of our collection was the DuPont company business records, but since then we've built out, we have records related to railroads, coal mines. We have the records of Wawa, Avon, so consumer culture. So we collect very broadly in the history of business and technology. And last year, we got a call from our friends over at the Delaware Art Museum, and they mentioned that they were working with John Schoonover, who was Frank Schoonover's grandson, and John Schoonover is working on a book related to his grandfather's photography. As they were going through their photographs that are over there, the Delaware Art Museum has a large collection of Frank Schoonover materials. They have his manuscripts and archives. They also have his photograph collection. But as they were going through their negative collection, they found that they had some nitrate negatives. And as nitrate negatives in extreme conditions can be combustible, and they have a very specific preservation need in that they need to be put into a cold storage facility. So they contacted us. You know, we went back and forth a bit trying to figure out, you know, the best way that we can work with each other on this. And what was decided was that the negative portion of the Frank Schoonover collection would come to Hagley. We would be able to store it in our cold storage facility. But the bonus is that we're able to find time here to have someone actually go through, one of our staff members go through and actually digitize it all. So, you know, negatives, as you know, aren't the type of thing, you know, they're difficult to look at. You know, you have to hold them to a light. You have to put them on a light table. Really, the best way to view negatives now is to digitize them, turn them into positives, and put them online. And we are in the process of doing that right now. So it was one of those, you know, sometimes when collections come, it can take years and years. This one, you know, because they were right down the road, we're pals with the Delaware Art Museum, and it just all came together. And I think everyone is thrilled with how it's working out so far.
Hagley must really be ecstatic about this. I mean, Frank Schoonover is an important figure in the history of American art.
He sure is. And, you know, it was, you know, we have a collections development policy, and, you know, part of it is we have to collect things related to the history of business and technology. And this one, you know, we're certainly not an art museum, but the way that we see it is this is the collection of a commercial photographer, a commercial illustrator. So this is part of his business. So, you know, that was a way for us to justify taking it on. And, you know, the collection really documents his process. So it's thrilling. I mean, having Hagley itself taking part in the preservation of this important collection, and, you know, most importantly, really making it widely available. You know, we're able to put this on our website. Anyone, anywhere in the world can now access it. And, you know, because of, you know, you take photographs back then, you take photographs, you make negatives, you make prints from the negatives, but you don't make prints from all of the negatives. So some of these negatives that we're digitizing, you know, they may have not really seen the light of day at all, which it makes it even more exciting.
Wow, that's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Is this, Kevin, one of the biggest ever collections to come to Hagley? Is that a correct assumption?
No. I mean, as far as volume, I mean, it's not that large. I mean, as far as, you know, prominent figures, certainly prominent art figures. I mean, I guess you could also say, you know, it's in line with our Raymond Loewy collection. And Raymond Loewy was a prominent industrial designer in the middle of last century. I mean, it certainly ranks up there. But, you know, as far as volume, it's not incredibly large. But, yeah, it's certainly, you know, as far as prominence of an individual, this one's a big one.
All right. Tell me how people can see this collection.
Well, you know, we do make our collections available if people wanted to come in. We'd set them up with a light table if they wanted to look at the negatives. But, you know, the best way for them to access it would be through our website. And right now we have it set up in our digital archives, which includes, you know, we have thousands and thousands of digital copies of things from our library collections. But this is, it's at digital.hagley.org/schoonover. And right now, I was actually just looking at it this morning, I think there's about 2,000 negatives up there. There's a total of a little over 4,000 in the collection. As I mentioned, someone's actually working on it this morning, and we're hoping to have them all up and online by September. So by the end of the summer, the collection will be available in full.
I know you could probably talk about it all day. What are we missing? What else do you want people to know about the Frankie Schoonover collection?
Well, I mean, just to talk a little bit about the content. So it's really a mixed bag. I mean, it's a wide variety of photographs. The earliest one that we can tell is from 1898, and they're photographs that are from throughout his life. So the last one that we have documented is from 1972, and that was the year that he passed away. But the bulk of them are from 1898 to around 1911, and this was really the beginning of his career. So he was in a class with Howard Pyle at Drexel, I think, starting around 1896, I believe. And then this is really the first, you know, decade of his career. So he's working with, you know, all of the major magazines to do illustrations. And what he's doing is, instead of, you know, doing his illustrations from live models, he's going out and he's taking photographs. So a lot of these photographs are of, you know, he was very big on doing nature illustrations. So, you know, he illustrated The Last of the Mohicans and a lot of these well-known American novels. So there's photographs of, you know, people in canoes, people, you know, shooting muskets. There's photographs of trees, rivers, just all of these different subjects that he would use, that he had to really use this photo collection for, you know, his entire career. So there's a lot of that that's in the collection. So there's a lot of material related to stories that he did. There's also a lot of family photographs. So also included are photographs of him and his children on vacation. There are photographs of trips that he made to Jamaica. There's photographs of trips that he took to Cuba to a DuPont estate there. So it's really a wide variety. I mean, the other great thing about it is, you know, there's a lot of photographs in here that aren't identified or aren't well identified. And as we've been going through, we've been trying our best to identify individual images. But there's a lot of material in there. And, you know, I love it when we get an email, and this does happen. You know, like I said, we have thousands of photographs from our collection online. And we get photographs a lot where people say, hey, I saw this photograph. It's identified wrong, or I think it's XYZ. And, you know, I hope that people, as they go through this collection, they might see things that they recognize, which is always fun. By putting things online, it kind of creates the potential for collaboration with folks out there on the Internet, which is always fun.
All right, let's bring in Frank Schoonover's grandson, John Schoonover. Hey, you must be ecstatic that Hagley has announced the acquisition of your grandfather's collection, yes?
Oh, it's wonderful. Never anticipated that. Matter of fact, it was unbeknownst to us, all these negatives were stored at the Delaware Art Museum. Even they didn't understand the situation. And Eric Rouse swooped in with Hagley and solved two problems. One was nitrate negatives being stored at Delaware Art Museum, and two, the furtherance of my grandfather's, preservation of his photography.
John, how old were you when your grandfather passed?
Oh, you guys, 72. So I bet he was 1972. I can't count back. I was just out of college, maybe 25.
Did you, your love of art and collections that he had, has that been passed on to you?
It was belatedly passed on to me, really, after I graduated from the University of Virginia. I became interested in my grandfather's, through my father's interest in his career and his illustrations. And my father was writing a book about my grandfather.
Are you working closely with Hagley now that they have acquired his collection?
Oh, yeah, we're kind of partners in this. And let me say, so is the Delaware Art Museum, where all my grandfather's archives have been properly stored and cared for from since they were given to the Delaware Art Museum by my after my father died. And so it's sort of a partnership, but Hagley has really saved the day. Meanwhile, we have to write a book.
Oh, you are writing a book.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose. I was always aware of my grandfather's photographic, his body of photography, but it was after the catalog Raisin A was published in 2009 that I began to focus on that part of his work, or shall we say, talent.
What is the title of the book going to be? Can you tell me?
Well, my title I've proposed is Through His Own Lens, L-E-N-S, which obviously refers to photography. And hopefully that'll stick. But it'll depend somewhat on the formatting of the book.
And when do you expect to publish?
I would hope, ideally it would be later this year, but I have a feeling we'll spill into next year because we have over 4,000 negatives of remarkable images of American industry, which is why Hagley was particularly interested, and travels that my grandfather took to various places, because he always took a camera with him to assist in his illustrative work and to document where he had been.
Anything else about your grandfather's collection that you want the public to know about?
Well, the body of work is illustrative work, of course, has been well researched and published through the catalog Raisin A and several other books. But I think they'll find that these photographs really are another unique look at American social history, labor history, travels, and geography that we hope will be a credit to my grandfather.